WITFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving our wretched soul. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my old wretched soul, he chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to bear his holy name before the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel. Hear, Israel! The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, yeah, we know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith that we were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all of those that are hid in Christ say, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yes, we give thanks to God for you this morning, the few of you that have tuned in by internet and by radio. For the Bible said many are called, but a few are chosen. And what a wonderful time to be dead and our lives hid with God, with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 3 declares, and what a wonderful time to be hid in Christ and hid in God. I also like to give thanks this morning to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit for bringing me out of the ashes of my words, meaning for a long time I heard that I was the N-word. I heard that I was a Negro. I heard that I was colored. I heard that I was black. I heard that I was a poach monkey. I heard that I was an African-American. But several years ago, the Spirit of the Lord revealed unto me that you're an Israelite, a Hebrew Israelite. I'm from the tribe of Judah and the offspring of David. And oh, yeah, this morning, let them that can hear, hear. And let them that can understand, understand. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, today, once again, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion and ask you to come and rest in this glorious light of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Psalms chapter 8 is where the Holy Spirit will bring us this morning. Psalms chapter 8, verse 1 declares, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who have set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man? Thou mindful of him, and the son of man, that thou visited him, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and ox, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. The Holy Spirit tells us in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Jeremiah 15, 16, and 17 tells us, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Jeremiah 15, 17 tells us also in the Amplified Bible, I did not sit with the group of those who celebrate, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because your powerful hand was upon me, for you had filled me with indignation at their sins. We find in the Hebrew Bible 150 poems known unto us as the books of Psalms. In Psalms chapter 1 and 2, we find the introduction or foundation for the remaining 148 books. It is the introduction or revealing of the anointed one, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our hope of glory. The Spirit of the Lord tells us that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in seasons. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. It also tells us that the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Them two books also tells us that why do the heathens rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. It tells us that the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And the Bible tells us that he that sitteth in the heavens, he shall laugh Oh, bless his holy name. In other words, when the enemy set out to do his evil, Yahweh, the Lord, our God, sets in the heavens, he laughs. He see that's a joke, you know, because he knows what their end will be. But the Bible tells us, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Blessed are all of they that put their trust in him. Oh, we also find in Psalms chapters 3 through 7, here we find King David. You know, he's a king, but he doesn't feel much like a king. That's a message for somebody this morning. You may be a king, but not feel like one this morning, but just believe. We find in Psalms chapter 3 through 7, King David is running for his life. And he's running from his son Absalom. But the Bible tells us that what David does is that he cries out to Yahweh, the Lord our God, to save him from harm, save him from the destruction that awaits him. And he asks that he return him to his kingship. In Psalms chapters 9 through 14, David is also joined by the poor, the oppressed, the brokenhearted, the fatherless, the children, also declaring, Yahweh, help us. Would you help us out of this? The rulers are doing us evil. The ones in power, we can do nothing. Help us, save us. Yahweh, the Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We find as the Holy Spirit lets us travel from the Old Testament and allows us to rest in the new, the Spirit of the Lord tells us in Matthew's chapter 21 that here he comes. That one in which Psalms chapter 1 and 2 introduces the anointed one, the Messiah, the promised one, and he's entering into the city. And he's not coming in riding on a lion, nor does he come in riding on a great white horse, but he comes in riding on a donkey. Oh, praise his holy name. And the Bible said this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet saying, tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon a donkey, and a colt, the foal of a donkey. And we find that as he's entering into the city, they're waiting to greet him. Once again was the poor. Once again was the oppressed, the brokenhearted, the fatherless, the outcast. They were there, no doubt, greeted him because once again their hearts was crying out, help us, the taskmaster, the oppressor, the rulers, the ones in power, are doing all sorts of evil unto us. Crying out unto him, they were, Hosanna, Hosanna, the son of David, blessed he that cometh in the name of the Lord. There they were, those that was helpless and powerless against the powers of the world in that time, knowing that it was nothing that they could do against those that were in power and had money, but yet they cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Also saying, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth, Galilee. But the Bible tells us that as the poor and the oppressed were crying out, asking Jesus to save